with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. My man Mason Dixon and my girlfriend Laura.
It's your radio wife.
My radio wife. All right. My good friend who's a female, Laura Russin, and she's got a wonderful husband. So, all right, Tina Goodrich, it's Let's Talk Real Estate time with Tina Goodrich. Are you ready for it, Tina?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. You want to talk about contingencies? So.
Yeah, I thought that would be a great topic, contingencies.
Well, let me guess. Contingency is if you're trying to buy a house and it falls through, you might have another house on the line.
I'm thinking it's like if we don't sell our house, then we ain't we're pulling the offer. Is that what it is?
That could be a contingency, okay. Laura.
Or if you don't paint your
windows. I'm just waiting for you to tell us all about
Tina.
No,
we've all guessed. You're not going to guess?
No, I'm waiting for Tina. She's the expert.
How about if you don't fix that, I ain't going to buy it.
I ain't going to
buy it. That's right, right. Mm-hmm.
He's got two.
Laura.
I don't
like
that one.
If it falls into Lake Michigan, I'm not going to buy it. Is that another one?
Lord knows. If it's repair, it could be a contingency. Yeah. Yes.
And
yes.
I'm selling another house.
Something tells me I don't want that house anymore as I look down on it from over the cliff.
Right. So contingencies can mean a lot in your agreement. It's contingent on maybe you selling your home to be able to buy another home, which I thought was a great avenue right now because our market is so tight that, you know, our sellers are worried about selling because there's nothing out there for them to buy. Right. So a contingency, you know, what I say here is very comfortable for the seller is putting their home on the market and putting out that are looking for something else on a contingency that your home is going to sell. So once you have your home on the market, then you're able to look at the market to buy. Even though yours may not be under contract just yet, you're still able to look and put an offer in on something contingent that your home is going to sell.
Okay.
So really, that really puts the fire underneath the seller when you do something like that, because the seller on the other home that you're going to be trying to buy is going to want to know that your home is going to sell in a short amount of time, especially if they're going to give you a contingency that your home is going to sell.
There's never any guarantee on that.
No. Usually you get a short, tight rope. So if somebody is making an offer on a contingency to another home, that seller's agent is going to want some restrictions coming back, such as maybe we'll give you 30 days to sell your home.
So they can't accept any offers in that 30 days then?
They can. They're usually that contingency from the other ordeal from that seller. So the next deal, that seller's agent is going to be looking out for his client also.
How can you even sell a house when everybody has a contingency for this, a contingency
it's
for
crazy.
That?
It's a little confusing.
Yeah. So, you know, you go under contract and these contracts have dates and times. So when you're making an offer on a contingency on another home, then that seller is going to want to come back and give you a short amount of time that says such as, I get to keep my home on the market actively as a backup to attract another buyer. And if this buyer comes up and gives me an offer, then I'm going to give you 72 hours to come up with your offer.
That should be a TV show.
Yeah.
So then, you got 72 hours. All of a sudden, now this seller in the first place is under the hot plate. Now he needs to sell his place. He needs to maybe reach out to maybe some of the buyers who are looking at his home if he's not under contract yet, or maybe even consider a price reduction in order to meet those that time. And 72 hours is not, you know, again, that's only what?
That's not much. That's 3 days.
3 days.
Yeah. You know, well, really, you know, that's only
and a lot can happen
24
in 3 days.
Hours that you're working if you do that standard 8-hour day.
And a lot can happen in 72 hours in real estate. I mean, in 24 hours, things change dramatically. Yeah. So if this seller really wants this home, he may do a quick price reduction in order to meet that 72 hours in order to stay under contract for the next house.
So a contingency really could stick it to you, or it could turn out in your favor.
Yeah, and it could actually,
it works. Gambling?
Oh, contingencies work. You wouldn't believe how many contingencies actually do work. You might think, oh, I'm not going to take that risk. But once you put that home under contract with the next buyer or the next seller, he too wants to sell. So he's going to be working with you to get your home sold. And so that's why each gives this short time frame on a contingency, 72 hours. So we're not holding up this guy to sell his home either. You know, he's got to be able to sell his home, but he's going to give the first guy 72 hours. It may even be maybe 3 to 5 days you might get back from that seller.
Okay. Have you ever heard of somebody like seller number one puts an offer on seller's number two house contingent on them selling theirs, and seller number two's the one who ends up buying seller number one's house? Has that ever happened?
Well, I would say it was a rarity that it's never happened with me.
They could have just swapped.
Yeah,
they would just do the swapping houses. I've heard of it happening, so it's not like it hasn't happened. It just, that's a rarity that the same seller is going to want the other seller's home. But contingencies do work. And right now with this tight market, if you are, hesitant about putting your home on the market because there's nothing available, that's one loophole that you can work with, is putting your home on the market actively. You have to have it actively on the market. And then you can make an offer on another home contingent that your home is going to sell. And that gives you a little bit of, it just gives everybody a little leeway. It doesn't mean that you're locked in permanently. It's just a contingency that you're going to buy this guy's house if your house sells. And you kind of stay in that mode for until this number two seller may get another offer, and then you will get back generally a 72-hour time frame to come up with the money or work something out that's like a negotiation again when something like that happens. So to stay under contract, you might have to give a little bit more money, maybe. Or you might negotiate a little bit more time frame. Give me 5 days to sell my home. So there's a little negotiation when it comes with a contingency, right. But it keeps you under contract because you really want this home. So the seller's going to be willing to work with you. But you can get knocked off the plate, definitely, on a contingency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the first time I've heard you use that term, knocked off the plate. I like it.
Yeah, you can. Mm-hmm.
Is that a baseball term there, Rob Dog?
No, it's not. I think she's talking about the dinner plate, right? Like a meatball off the plate.
I thought you probably buzzed some batters there and brushed them back a little bit in your history of pitching.
A few on purpose and most of them not. But we do need to take a break and make sure that if you are looking to sell your house, you list with Tina. And we're going to continue Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich when we come back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Rob
Bird's Moondog Show! If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
If you're looking for some fresh new music, check out the music of the Trussin' Bird Band. Find all their music wherever you do your streaming. You can also find them on iTunes if you would like to purchase it for your collection. Trussin' Bird Band's music is a gritty mix of rock, blues, pop, and a little bit of reggae and country in the mix. Check out TrussinBirdBand.com to see all their music videos and find out more about this amazing group of musicians. That's TrussinBirdBand.com. TrussinBirdBand.com.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate time with Tina Goodrich and, of course, Mason Dixon and Laura Russin are still here in the studio. And you had a little last week, a little open house, Tina. How'd that go?
We did. I had one at the 17845 Blue Star Highway, the ranch home with the nice large 28 by 48 pole barn, still actively on the market. We're at 325, and we did have a great turnout on the open house. Actually, Laura stopped by to say hi, but we had a good, I would say, a good 10 people, maybe a dozen people that ran through the house. Mm-hmm. So I got some good, great feedback, and I did get a possible buyer out of the dozen people that did come through there. So sometimes those open houses do work. Not a lot of open houses in the last couple of years due to COVID, but they are definitely coming back. Coming back out. So
the government said it's okay for us to do it again. All right, perfect.
It's good for us to do the open houses, no masking. So yeah, you're going to start seeing those open houses popping up on Saturday and Sundays. I actually, like I said, I just had one at that 17845 Blue Star. Also wanted to mention about Ernie's Place. I just recently
That'd
talked to Ernie.
That'd be the 50s diner?
That's the 50s drive-in.
Not everybody knows who Ernie
give
is.
Us a big,
yeah, that was getting to
us,
it.
Yes,
yeah, that's
update.
8510 M140, which is the 50s drive-in. That's still actively listed for $399,000, but I did get a call from Ernie's, and he is going to open for the season.
He's gonna open.
I know.
Welcome back, Ernie.
I asked that question weeks ago, and you're like, oh, no, he's done. He's done. Everybody thought he was done.
We did. I was so surprised when he did call me, and he was talking about it, and then he called me the next week, which was recently. He said, you know, I'm going to do it. I'm opening for the season. He is going to start with opening Friday, Saturday, Sunday, weekends only. But he did tell me that to go ahead and give a shout out on the radio. So I thought I would let everybody know that Ernie's back. He's going to be opening for the season somewhere towards the end of April 20th, somewhere in there.
That's coming right up.
That as a perk to having Tina list your place. You can come here and talk about it on the radio.
Yeah, you know, with Ernie's going back open to the public, I think it could be a positive thing. This would be a turnkey operation for anybody that wants to get into the business. This would be actively running, so you could actually jump in at any time.
You know, what's great about that is everybody who has small businesses are having trouble getting staff and stuff. Let this guy hire the summer staff for you, and then you buy his building, and you get to keep them employed and don't got to find employees.
Good eye, Mason. And that's true. You know, I mean, with the turnkey operation today, you know, that includes all the equipment and your employees that are working. So yeah, that'll be a great avenue for anybody that wants to start.
Let's at least preface that with, well, you might not get all the employees. Someone might leave.
They are free agents.
They won't be under lock and key to stay.
But he wants to retire, so it's not like he's going to take his employees with him to a different restaurant.
Well, and it might be more appealing to a lender if somebody is going to be financing the restaurant. A lender would be more able to lend them the money with the business that's running. You know, so I definitely thought it was okay for Ernie to go ahead and open the doors, go ahead and do it. He's doing the weekends only, but he's here for the season and will actively keep it on the market. So it is listed for $399,000 turnkey. So yeah, get ready for 50s drive-in.
Yeah.
And Rob Dog, you excited about that Italian beef coming back?
I think that's probably why he came, because of my offer to whoever bought it for
he's
the gonna
advertising. He's going to get free advertising.
Yeah, we'll have to have Ernie on the show now that he's coming back.
Well, that's up to you. He's your client. You can have him anytime you want.
We'll have to do that.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. So, what else we got listed that we're trying to get rid of?
Well,
not get rid of.
She's getting rid of it off of her list.
She solves problems for people that have places they need to live and work, and she comes up with a solution.
I do got a couple new listings that I'm working on. We've got a ranch.
Why don't we wait for the Are they two totally new listings?
Yeah, two listings.
Why don't we wait for those, because we got this segment's just about over. Let's wait on those and do those for the next segment. What other listings
William
do you have
Street.
Right now?
William Street.
Oh, yeah, we got the 515 Williams, Unit 5 and 6, which is the old Harbor Inn. That was the Round Bread Sandwich Company. He's got Unit 5 and 6. Unit 5 is the Round Bread, and then Unit 6 is still vacant. He started the barbecue sandwich deli on that side. So they're in the same building, but they have their own separate units, which is kind of neat. So somebody, again, who's looking to dive into starting a restaurant, this is a great one, because this one's $150,000, right. And it's turnkey. It has a lot of your deli equipment with it, such as, you know, your deli prep tables, some refrigeration, and counters. The POS machine will go with it. There's security. And this building does have the sprinkler system in it, which is another great feature for somebody who's doing a restaurant.
Have you ever sold a house with everything in it that was...
That was everything that was left.
Because it sounds like a pretty cool concept in my world right now.
Furnished?
Yeah.
No, not furnished. Everything in it.
He just wants to sell his mom's house.
I did not say that with whatever is in it. Can you sell a house with whatever is in it?
Well, sure you can. Okay. Sure. Definitely. I mean,
because that is my inheritance is all inside.
I think that you know, a lot of times you're better to go through those items.
It's like
you know,
that storage wars
them.
Where people were auctioning off and they bidding on the contents of a storage unit and they don't know what's inside.
The buyer.
My mom had a lot of stuff.
The buyer who bought it, they would just have an auction immediately. And whatever it sold for, it sold, because that would just be, you know, a gain for them.
Man, if I sold everything piece by piece, there's another $250,000 in that basement. But I'm going to give most of it away.
Why don't you just do an auction?
But
you're going to give it all away.
A lot of time.
School stuff. School stuff.
A lot of time.
Way too much time. I'm going to assemble my girls. We're all going to have some cocktails. We're going to start pulling crap out of the basement, put in the front yard.
And when he says girls, that means you too.
They're friends. Laura, Tina, Brooke.
Angel.
Angelica,
so,
yes.
Yeah, that house is going to probably be coming up on the market eventually.
Yeah, when I was talking to my brother, our best case scenario is middle of the summer.
Right.
With all we have to do to get it ready.
Yeah, because that's when you want it, right?
And really, the only thing to do to get it ready is get all the stuff out, because it's ready to go.
Good thing you have a new music studio.
It's real
you can
cute.
Use that as a storage.
Nice reminded me of the gingerbread house.
Yeah. I have furnished most of my studio with stuff from mom's house, at least one of the rooms so far. But we need to take a break here, and when we come back, we're going to have more Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Are you planning a painting project and don't know who to call? Decorator's Choice Painting Company is one of the most highly referred services along the lakeshore. Serving this area for over 20 years, we look forward to providing professional services for you. Call us today at 269-270-5785 or email us at decoratorschoicesh@gmail.com. Take a look at our work at decoratorschoicesh.com.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Hi, this is Tom Balke from Decorator's Choice, and right now I am giving away 5 one-hour professional color consultations with my friend Jules Zaroff of Jazz Color and Design to the first 5 callers in the next hour. No purchase necessary, no strings attached. This is a $200 value, so don't delay. Call me now at 269-270-5785. 269-270-5785.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Hi, I'm Holly Lawson from Drawing Children into Reading, also known as DCIR. We're an early childhood fine motor building resource that will enhance your child's visual ability to express and communicate in pictures and words. In the classroom, we start with proper pencil grip, develop a longer attention span, and kickstart a whole new world when your child learns to draw, write, and read in that order. To unleash the happiness and find out more about this groundbreaking program, visit DCIR.org.
Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich, Ty Mason Dixon, Laura Russin, and of course the wonderful Tina Goodrich is here in the studio to tell us now about a couple new listings. Tina.
Yeah, so I'm working on a couple new listings, which I don't have under contract yet. So these are just a couple I'm working on. We got one coming up in Geneva Township.
Ooh.
A three bedroom, one bath, and it's going to be in the 200 price range.
I didn't think they existed.
Yeah, so if you're looking for that Geneva Township, this one's sitting on a couple acres, three bedroom, does have a basement. So if you're looking for that Geneva Township.
Why would someone look for Geneva Township specifically?
They got blueberries there.
Blueberries?
Well, everybody has their preference to be in Geneva, Casco, South Haven Township. What's the advantage of being in Geneva Township? Well, it's not far from town. They have a great township. This township area is only, 2-3 miles, maybe 3 miles from town, and you're in Geneva.
Mm-hmm. And you got the Gingerman Raceway out that place.
This one's a little bit more middle area, right. Geneva area, right. I want to say.
It's close to Mooresville.
Gosh, everybody can hear Gingerman, though, I swear. You know, there's...
Yeah. I can hear it over by the airport.
So. Yeah, you can hear Gingerman. But this one's Geneva Township. It's going to be in the 200 price range. And then I have this other one that I'm working in town. And this one is on the south side. And this south side in South Haven is just on fire.
What's the south side of South Haven?
Well, the south side would be
the other side of the river, south of the Black River.
The bridge. So,
okay. You're talking the whole town.
Basically.
The Black River divides the town on north and south.
Okay. I didn't know if it was like Aylworth by the 50s Diner, the school, and it was south of there or what.
Well, we're talking
south
like
of
the
Phoenix
south
Street.
Of town, and then you're talking probably west of Broadway. So that area, that south of town is on fire. But all sections of the south area are on fire. I mean, you know, even on the other side of Broadway, which was always the last choice if you were doing that short-term rental, you wanted to be on the west side of Broadway. But the east side of Broadway is just as, you know, it's very popular.
Those are still the, kind of the old neighborhoods.
Right.
You know, that's the last holdouts of the old neighborhoods. A lot of those, even on the west side of Broadway, are bought up by... people coming in and they tear the old houses
down.
Yeah,
they're tearing them down.
Put up a new house.
Put the big ones in.
Yeah, and they really buy it for just the lot. And, our old kind of historic neighborhoods are dwindling in that side of, Broadway on the west side or east side of Broadway is a little more intact.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're both desirable neighborhoods. You know, even over by Totlot Park, you know, that's a very popular neighborhood.
Wilson and East Wilson, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's where I grew up.
That's a great great neighborhood. The neighborhood that I'm talking about, the listing I'm working on, is going to be over on the west side of Broadway in south of town, which is, probably the most popular neighborhood now. I mean, north side is very, very popular, but the south side's getting a lot of attention, and everything that comes up on the market in that area is sold within 7 to 10 days.
Typically probably a little more affordable than the north side.
It is more affordable, but the prices are definitely creeping up. I'm just amazed sometimes as soon as something goes on the market, it goes under contract within days. It's like, wow, another record breaking. So yeah, we're seeing a lot of that high 300 a square foot on the south side. I've seen it in the 400s, which, you know, that's kind of rarity for our south side. Seeing those numbers and record breaking going under contract, you know, is wonderful for. Is that me? That
Tina
might be
Goodrich,
me.
Your phone is going off.
Goodness,
somebody might be calling on that pocket listing.
That's right.
Right. On that pocket listing.
They're hearing the show right
it's
now, and they're giving her a call.
A pocket listing.
Yes. In the pocket.
All right, well.
Those listings are in the pocket for realtors.
Right.
You don't get to tell the address of them and prices. This is just giving you some hints on
And just so you know, if Tina's not on the show next week, it's because her phone went off this week.
That does happen once in a while.
Yeah.
Those darn phones.
Yeah. Well, we've got about a minute and a half. half left with you. What any other things we need to talk about? Make sure anybody knows we, you know, talked about contingencies. We talked about your two new listings. Any other old listings?
You got a trailer for sale.
We're still looking for those listings. Of course, List with Tina.
List with Tina.
Yeah. So I'm still looking for listings and giving you the ideas about if for the sellers who are hesitant about getting on the market, you got that loophole of contingencies of being able to make an offer on another place. So, but you got to have your home on the market to be able to do that.
And of course, you know, people probably have questions about contingencies because I bet there's a million of them that you can, the imagination.
Yeah, contingencies could be, you know, on a home inspection.
Yeah.
We are seeing a lot of the buyers doing waiving the home inspections, but, you know, sometimes that can get you in big trouble. Yeah. I would suggest doing those home inspections so you know what you're buying.
It's like contract clauses professional athletes.
Yeah, I always suggest my buyers.
If you do this, you'll get this. If you do this, we'll do this.
Home inspection, because those are negotiation tools for you too. I know that some buyers are, you know, waiving the home inspections, but they're still very good to do with the home inspection.
Yeah, and you still got a trailer for sale over there at Goody's across from Burger King, right?
Oh, we do. We got the Avion for sale, the 1978 Avion, 28 foot. Anybody see that going by Goody's Home Repair? That's our own RV that we're selling. We are asking $25,000.
I think it should be $30,000. That's your radio star, and that's a little extra cachet for the camper.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to plug it in and light it up so you can get a really good feel. It. If you're driving by, you can see the inside of it. If it gets some nice weather, we'll open it up.
I know what we need to do.
We need to have an open house.
We need to have an open house there. We need to sit out there, have a little fire, cook some dogs, and,
s'mores.
Have a fire and have people.
Yeah, that would be good.
I mean, put it out just like we're camping out there. Put some tents next to it and stay the night there one night.
That would be hilarious.
You own it. I don't know why we couldn't do that.
Right.
Well, that might be a little extreme, but I think maybe having a few beers, you know, with the open house.
You own the lot, right. So you're
an
you
open camper. It's open camper, not an open house.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, well.
If you need to get a hold of me, 269-759-1076, listwithtina.net, and you can always Google Tina Goodrich or Let's Talk Real Estate and find me
Google,
that way, too.
Google.
She
likes it.
All right, everybody, we'd like to thank all of our commercial advertisers and sponsors. But first, I want to tell you, if you missed any of the show and want to go back to it, go back to moondogshow.com, and you can listen to the last five episodes or find your podcast wherever you get your podcast.
Subscribe.
If you're getting looking for video, Rob Dog's your man. Go to moondogpro.net. And if you want to listen to his good music, that's trustinbirdband.com.
Yeah. All the music in the show is from TrustinBirdBand.com.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a good contract to have.
Yes.
All right. And
that was really a smart ass kind of thing to say to me. Hurry up and get this done.
Okay. So we want to thank UFCTreeCare.com, Masters Chiropractic Rehabilitation, Gulata Imagery, Country House Furniture, Decorators Choice, SH.com, and Drawing Children Into Reading. You can find them at DCIR.org, Senior Services of Van Buren County, and YDCPALOR.org. I forgot the dot there. Tune in next week. It will be on from 6:30 a.m. until 8:30.
Yeah.
And right now, we're going to do a big Easter howl at the Moondog.
Here in Kalamazoo.
Here we go. On the count of three, everybody howl at the Moondog. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Howl at the Moondog.
Bird's Moondog Show, subsidiary of Moondog Productions, can be found at moondogshow.com. Copyright 2022.